You're listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Come flex with us Tuesdays and Fridays, 6:30 Central Standard Time, live on YouTube. We'll see you there.
This is the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. With your hosts, Josh Bandy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Bandy. With me, as always, is Trey. We got 18 years of combined fantasy football experience, right? Yeah. What's going on, buddy?
Not much, man. Not much. Just getting through this week. It's been crazy. It's been hectic, but we're still here and we're still back.
Absolutely. We are always back. Always back. But we're here for a reason, and we're here to do some starts and sits. Let's get into it. All right, Trey, let's get it started. Let's start with the first game. We've got the Bucks versus the Seahawks.
Yes, sir. Over-under for this game is 44.5 points. They got the Bucks winning by one. Give me the Seahawks with the upset.
Of course you're going to take the Seahawks with the upset on this one. How did I know? I got the Bucks taking the win, obviously. Yeah. Gino, yeah, it's going to be a good game, I think. And it's in Germany. It should be interesting. But let's go ahead and start with the Bucks starts. But before we do, what do you know it? Albert coming in to say, what's up? What's up, Albert? That's my dude. Thanks for stopping by, buddy. We always appreciate it. We got you an entry for the signed DeAndre Swift jersey, buddy. You know we got you. But let's go with the, Patriot Sports Radio. What's up, fellas? My dude's over there. Love those dudes. And Tino's time pops in. What's up, guys? Oh, we got a question already, Trey. First question I got for you. Why does the Falcons hate us fantasy managers? I am so frustrated.
Hey, Marcus Mariota didn't do horrible. I mean, everybody else did pretty bad, but.
Hey, I started Cordarrelle Patterson, so I feel his pain there. Yeah. I mean, after a 2-touchdown game, who saw that coming?
It's tough, man. It's tough.
It is. It is tough. I feel your pain, Tino. I feel your pain. In a deep, deep league, I mean, I started Chuba Hubbard, so. I don't want to hear it about Cordero. But let's go ahead and get with the Bucks starts. Finally got the Bucks game, buddy. You've been getting all the Bucks games lately. I'm glad I got one. Right. I'm going to start Brady here. I really think the Bucks offense is going to be regenerated, bro. I think they're going to be, you know, get kind of back to where they were. I'm going to start Brady. Heck, I'm going to start Fournette. Fournette's been, you know, okay, even, you know, being one of the worst rushing offenses in the league. And I like Chris Godwin as a start in this game. And I think you could flex Rashad White if you had to with all these buys here. Cameron Brate might be back, so I might be worried starting Cade Otton here because of it. What do you think, Trey?
Yeah, I agree. It's scary to start a tight end and you're not even sure if they're going to play. I'm sure there are better options out there this week. But yeah, I like all those starts. I just think that Brady will have, you know, maybe a couple interceptions in there somewhere.
You hope, buddy. You hope. And B-Nep says, what defense should I pick up and play? Arizona, Las Vegas, or KC? I'm going KC.
Yeah, that's what I would go, KC. I mean, their defense has been pretty consistent all year, no matter who they played. I like KC a lot in that.
And they're playing the Jaguars, so right. I like that a lot. And Facebook user, I think I know who that is, says Las Vegas. I don't know. Hey, couldn't hurt. But let's go ahead and move on to the Seahawks here, Trey. I'm starting Geno Smith. God, words that I didn't know would come out of my mouth ever. I'm going to start Lockett. I'm going to start DK. I think that those guys are, you know, they're going to do things. Oh, and Facebook user just happens to be Root. There it is. He says Vegas is playing Colts. Hey, well, that's a good point there, actually. Vegas playing the Colts. We saw what happened. I had Patriots defense last week. That's one of those ones that I was not willing to let go to the wire. I'm holding two defenses this week because of it. But, yeah, Sam Ehlinger, man, we'll get to that one, though. Like I said, you could start Lockett. You could start DK. Now, I think Walker still has a great game, but I think you should temper, you know, the expectations with that the run defense of the Buccaneers. I mean, but I think he's still going to be fantasy relevant, obviously. And then if you're streaming tight ends, I like Noah Fant in this matchup.
Yeah.
That's no all doubt. I got for I there. Like definitely, definitely. And Patriot Sports Radio Pop says great run defense. That's what I'm saying, bro. That is what I'm saying. Antonio, what up, Antonio? Thanks for stopping by, buddy. Thanks for stopping by. Guys, don't forget to hit that like button for me, guys. I super appreciate that. Subscribe to the channel if you're not already. Giving away all kinds of stuff. We're giving away a DeAndre Swift jersey. I got a box full of jerseys over here that I just cannot wait to give away to you guys. But you got to be a subscriber to get something with that. And Patriot Sports Radio says, Hunter, what up, brother? I think he's talking to somebody in the chat. But let's go ahead and go to the next game, Trey.
Let's do it.
I have got the Lions versus the Bears.
Yes, sir. Over-under for this game is 46.5 points. Vegas has the Bears winning by 2. I like the Bears to win this game, and I like this game to get the over. I think this is going to be a freaking insane matchup.
Bro, I hope you're right. I hope you're right. I've got the Bears winning this game as well. I got my quarterbacks on bye for week 10 and week 11 in a super flex league that I'm in. So Justin Fields, who I picked up off the wire a couple weeks back, has a juicy matchup against the Lions. I am loving it, buddy.
No doubt. Let's jump into our Bears starts this week. Like you said, we're starting Justin Fields. Put that dude out there. I mean, he was number one last week. He's guaranteed top 10 this week, I think, in my opinion. Followed by Khalil Herbert. You can start that dude up, I think. Cole Kmet. I mean, he's been putting up points. I think he's worthy of a start. Maybe Montgomery, just because of this offensive matchup. I mean, I personally wouldn't, but if you're really struggling, I think that I think he'll put enough points for you to not hate starting him. And then my start of the week, Darnell Mooney, baby, coming in clutch, getting all the receptions from Justin Fields. I'm calling one touchdown and 110 yards through the air.
Ooh, I love it, buddy. I love it. I love it. Darnell Mooney and Fields are actually, they got a connection going. So I love that start of the week.
No doubt. You got anything else for the Bears starts?
No, I think you got it, buddy. I like Kmet as a streaming tight end. I mean, maybe he'll get it going and be able to stay in your tight end spot for the rest of the year.
No doubt. Jumping to my line starts. I'm starting Jared Goff this week. I think he's streamable with this matchup being such a high offensive matchup. Amon-Ra is startable. I know, you know, he had a decent game. He just hadn't really put numbers up like he was doing, but I think he gets back to that. Jamal Williams, I think you start that dude up every week from the rest of the year. I mean, this dude's a monster. He's putting up points on your team. You're loving him. It's hard to start Swift, but if you have him, you probably are. Hopefully, because of the offensive matchup, he'll get a little bit more work than what he has been. And maybe he's starting to, you know, they're starting to give him a little bit more snaps. That's what you're hoping for as a Swift owner, but it's scary starting Swift.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Starting Swift is scary these days, but I think he's going to get it going again. Speaking of DeAndre Swift, we're giving away a signed DeAndre Swift jersey. Guys, There's a link in the description of this video where you can get your entries. And of course, as always, you could join our Patreon, patreon.com/fourthandflex. Great stuff going on over there, guys. Yeah, no, I like it. I think you're right. I think it's going to be a high flying game. I hope so. Is that all you got for the Lions?
And even though, you know, it's going to be a high offensive game, I'm still not starting Brock Wright, the tight end, or any other receiver on the Lions, like Reynolds or anything like that. I'm just leaving them on the bench where they need to be.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there, definitely. But let's roll it over to the next game, buddy. We've got the Browns versus the Dolphins.
Over under for this game is 48 points. Vegas has the Dolphins winning by 4. I think the Dolphins win this game. I'm going to be at this game. So I hope this is a high offensive, crazy, insane game.
Woo, I love it, buddy. I love it. I got the Dolphins winning this game as well. Trey is going to be in the stands representing the fourth and flex. He's going to get Waddle to, you know, come up and be like, hey, I love fourth and flex. Isn't that right, Trey?
That's a lot of stuff to work out, but we'll see what we can't figure out.
You know, you need to get a sign, bro, a big sign that says subscribe to Fourth and Flex and hold it. And maybe, you know, if he walks by, you could get him to sign it or any of them. I mean, you get the kicker to sign it. I'll be happy, buddy.
Right.
And we could give that sign away to one of these awesome people watching our show. Hey, sound out off in the comments if you would like the sign that Trey held and got signed by even the kicker. But let's go with the Browns starts here. I'm going to start Amari Cooper. I think he's been very consistent. I like Amari Cooper as a start here. If you're desperate or, you know, your quarterback's going down or you're not sure about your quarterback, Jacoby Brissett. I mean, he's been playing decent. We had him on the waiver wire show. I like Brissett here. And Donovan Peoples-Jones. I think, you know, Miami gives up a lot of work in the slot. And I think Donovan Peoples-Jones takes advantage of that, honestly. I think Hunt has a good game. I know that's not a very popular opinion, but I think they're going to start working Hunt back into things a little more. And, you know, I like that a lot. And Patriot Sports Radio says, I would take the third string place kicker. Yeah, my dude. what do you think, Trey?
Yeah, I like that. The only thing I want to add to that is that it sounds like David Njoku possibly could be back for this game. He's questionable, and they're working him in. He's limited in practice. But if he's back, I think you throw him in there.
Yeah. No, yeah, I agree with that. Hopefully he's not on a snap count, but they need Njoku back. He was doing big things over there. I like it. I like it. But let's go ahead and move on to the Dolphins. Obviously, you're going to start your studs here. You're going to start your Waddle. You're going to start your Tyreek, your Tua. The question on a lot of people's minds is Mostert or Jeff Wilson Jr.? What is the answer here? And I mean, I think I would feel comfortable, and I am flexing Jeff Wilson Jr. here. I love that guy. I think he's going to be a big part of that offense. But I would worry about starting Mostert after the performance that Jeff Wilson Jr. put up last week. What do you think, Trey?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I really don't want to start either one of them just because of the uncertainty. But if I did, I think Jeff Wilson will get you what you need and maybe even more.
Right. Yeah, he has a ceiling that we don't know yet. But I do think the Dolphins are going to, you know, just like having, I know Mostert is usually the most hurt. So, you know, maybe they don't want to give him too much work. Maybe he's not that guy that can handle that much work. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Mm-hmm. You got anything else for the Dolphins? I really don't have a lot there. I mean, it's really obvious. What do you think about Gesicki?
Yeah, man, I'm in this matchup specifically. I feel like it's going to be a high offensive matchup, but I feel like it's going to be a lot of Tyreek and Waddle. I don't know how much work Gesicki's going to get. I really think that it's just going to be mostly Hill and Waddle all day.
Well, I got Waddle, and my girl has got Tyreek, so I hope you're right, buddy. Hope you're right. Let's go on to the next game. we've got the Broncos versus the Titans.
Over under for this game is 40 points. I'm surprised it's not lower. They got the Titans winning by 2. Give me the Titans with the dub, but this is going to be a defensive slaughterhouse. I mean, it's scary to start anybody in this matchup.
I know. I like it. I know what you mean. I've also got the Titans taking the W, but I do think that Russell Wilson is tired of people mocking him, tired of people talking bad on his name, and I think he's going to start performing better. I'm not calling them to be great. I'm not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl or anything, but I think that they have had enough time to become a team, and I think that they're going to start playing a little better here.
Jumping into my Broncos starts, it's hard to start any running back on the Broncos team. If I was flexing one of them and I thought I want the guy that's going to get the most work, I'm guessing that it's going to be Melvin Gordon will have the most snap counts, but that doesn't mean that's going to be a lot. It's very scary to start any Broncos running backs. I'm sitting Russell Wilson. I need to really see him do a lot before I put him back in the lineup. But Greg Dulcich, maybe start that dude up because he's going to get some catches. He's going to get that PPR. He's going to get the yards that you need. That's a great tight end. If he's on your waiver wire, go grab that dude. I mean, for your bye weeks or to even start over a lot of these guys that you've been starting. And then flexible, I'm thinking Jerry Jeudy is worth the flex spot and Cortland Sutton maybe, but I'm really not excited to start either one of these guys. But I know that, like, if you're hurting for a wide receiver, like, both of them I think are flexible. You're just taking your pick at which one's going to get the yardage.
For sure, yeah. I like those takes. I love me some Dulcich. I like it. I like it a lot. CC Shark says, Kirk Cousins or Trevor Lawrence, Trey? Who do you think?
I'm going with Kirk Cousins, mostly because of how many chains he was wearing on the airplane. Trevor Lawrence is going against Kansas City, and I think they're going to really hurt him. You know, he's still not got it all figured out yet, and a defense like Kansas City can really exploit that. And I think Kirk is just consistently good. So I think Kirk's worth a start.
Well, Kirk Cousins going against the Bills. So who are you more scared of, the Bills or the Chiefs?
I mean, I get that. But when I think about it, I'm like, who has more experience against good teams? I'm thinking Kirk Cousins.
I agree. I'm going Kirk Cousins here also. I think he'll do better for sure. Good call, Trey.
But let's jump to our Titans starts. Number one at the top of my Titans start board, it just says start Derrick Henry. So yeah. Do that.
Yeah.
And then I got like a little king emoji next to it, you know, because he's the king.
Of course.
Austin Hooper, I don't really want to start him in this matchup. Robert Woods, I don't really want to start him in this matchup. Burks is designated to come back, but I don't want to start him just yet. I want him on my bench and I want to wait and see. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I do. Absolutely. I do. That's all you got, huh? I mean, there ain't much going on over there. I get it.
Yeah. I mean, it's Derrick Henry.
Derrick Henry or bust. Derrick Henry or bust. I like it. I like it. Let's go to the next game, Trey. What do you say here? The next game is our Manscaped game of the week. Guys, real quick, before we get into the game of the week, I want to talk to you about Manscaped. Listen, Manscaped is freaking great, guys. I love the stuff they got. You see it right there. See how it's shaving that bush right there? It can shave your bush right there. Guys, Manscaped is awesome. They sent us the new Boxer 2.0s. I love them. They're super fresh. Guys, get you some Manscaped. You could use our promo code SUPERFLEX20 at manscaped.com. You get 20% off and free shipping worldwide. Yeah, and Manscaped has also sent us a couple of performance packages valued at $130. We're going to be giving them away to our loyal listeners. Guys, subscribe to the channel, put the notification bell on, and you can get you some Manscaped, baby. Before we roll to the game, Roop has a question for you, Trey. Pick 2, Justin Herbert, Dak Prescott, or Justin Fields?
Very easy for me, and we'll talk about this more when we get to the Chargers game, but it's Dak Prescott and Justin Fields.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I can't believe we've gotten to the point where Justin Fields is pretty much the guy.
Right. Over Justin Herbert. That's insane.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for the question, Rube. But let's go ahead and get to the game, the Manscaped game of the week. We got the Vikings versus the Bills.
Over under for this game is 48.5 points. They got the Bills winning by 7.5. There's a stipulation to my decision on who wins this game, and that's if Josh Allen doesn't play, I think the Vikings win. And if Josh Allen does play, I think the Bills pull it off.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. The Vikings have been, like, under the radar, a great team this year. They've only lost one, and it was to the Eagles. So the Eagles apparently are elite this year. So you got to kind of give them that one. But I agree with you. I think if Allen plays, which I think he will do because he's a tough kid and he's going to most likely play no matter what, I think the Bills take the W on it. But let's start with the Vikings starts. I'm going to start Cook here, obviously. I like Kirk Cousins in this matchup. I mean, obviously, if you have him, you have to start him. Statistically, this is one of the worst years he's had as a Viking. But, you know, he's getting you, you know, a basic amount of points that'll get you where you need to be. I'm going to start Thielen here. I think Thielen gets some work. I think Jefferson's going to be doubled a lot, and Thielen is the bulk of that. I'm starting TJ Hockenson, that's for sure. I mean, as far as tight ends go, I wasn't super, super, like, ready to start him for this matchup, but I seen what he did last week, and I just think you got to. What do you think, Trey?
Yeah, I like that a lot. I think Hockenson really does some good work this week. I think Justin Jefferson, I mean, you got to start him if you have him, but limit your expectations and know that he's probably not going to have a great week.
Scary, scary stuff. But of course, I'm starting him. let's go to the Bills, Trey. I'm going to start Gabriel Davis here. I think Gabriel Davis has a good game here, man. I really do. Even with Case Keenum, you know, because we don't know who Case Keenum is going to go to if he does play. Like I said, I believe it'll be Josh Allen, but we don't know who Case Keenum's guy will be. And if Gabriel Davis can, you know, get open, I think he will be that guy. Singletary, I guess you could start him. I mean, if you got to, I mean, he gets a lot of work. I'll say that he's in a lot of snaps. He gets a lot of work, but he just never does much with it. But even that being said, he still is getting yards. So I guess you could start Singletary in this matchup. Naheem Hines, until he gives me a good reason to start him, I'm going to sit him. And I think James Cook, you probably have to do the same thing there unless you're in a bind and, you know, you need him in a flex spot.
Yeah.
You got anything else for the Bills there, Trey?
Only thing is that Stephon Diggs apparently has had, like, his five best games in his career. Four of them were with the backup quarterback on the team. So maybe Case Keenum comes in and Diggs goes crazy. You know, that'd be cool to watch, I guess.
And, you know, I didn't think about this, but it is the Vikings, his ex-team. So, you know, he's probably going to, you know, want to have a great game and maybe put in a little extra effort because of it. So watch out for Diggs in this matchup, guys. But let's go to the next game, Trey. I've got the Texans versus the Giants.
Yes, sir. Over-under for this game is 39 points. They got the Giants winning by 6. I mean, it's pretty easy to say that I'll take the Giants. Saquon's going to go crazy.
Yeah. No, I got the Giants taking the W also in this game, obviously. But I hope the Texans give them a run for their money.
Yeah, I mean, it's very possible. But let's talk about who we're starting in fantasy for the Texans, because they're not giving us a run for our money. the only person that I'm starting on this team is Damian Pierce. And I think that's going to be considerably consistent through the rest of the year.
For sure. For sure. I mean, wide receiver wise, you have no faith in Brandon Cooks or Nico Collins over there.
Nico Collins is like, you know, if you're in a deep league or if you're just really stressing and you need a wide receiver, like, he's worth a toss maybe in the well and drowned him. But Brandon Cooks, the team doesn't even have faith in him, so why should we?
Fair enough. Fair enough, Trey.
Jumping to my Giants starts, it's not as small, but it's still a pretty small roster. Saquon Barkley, you know, Derrick Henry ran for 200 yards on the Texans. All these running backs are killing the Texans on the ground. Saquon Barkley is one of those dudes that's going to do the same, put up massive, massive points. I think Daniel Jones is streamable. I mean, he's been pretty consistent at putting up enough points to survive you through your weeks. If you're have a bye or you're struggling, Daniel Jones is a good throw-in. And Wan'Dale Robinson, I think, is flex-worthy in this matchup. I think, especially with the Texans defense, I think Wan'Dale gets enough work to make you glad you started him.
I hope you're right, because we've been waiting for that Wan'Dale pick to pay off, and I hope you're right. I think, you know, he's a good receiver. If Daniel Jones can get his stuff together, I think he'll be great. I got a question for you, though, Trey.
Shoot.
Start or sit Davis Mills or Russell Wilson?
That's really tough. but honestly, I'm thinking Davis Mills because of the Titans defense.
Ouches. 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 Yeah, I mean, you got to do what you got to do sometimes. Guys, that's going to lead us to a new segment on this show. We have got the People's Player Prop Bets with our boys over at Patriot Sports Radio.
Hey, Chris with Patriot Sports Radio, putting the pro in producer. Today we're going to bring you some prop bets for the people by Patriot Sports Radio. You can get all of our prop bets at www.patriotsportsnow.com. The first three we're going to go today is Waddle, longest reception, over 23.5 yards. He's gone over this in 7 games already, and he's averaging fifth most, 17.3 yards per catch. We're getting that at a tasty minus 120. Next, we got Saquon Barkley, over 92.5 rush yards. It's a considerable number. I get it. The important numbers is carries per game, the last few which have been 22, 24, and 20. He's going to break a few versus the worst run defense in the league if he gets 20-plus rushes. And we're getting that at a cool minus 115. And for my very favorite, my plus money, Colts team TDs under 1.5. What do you want me to say? It's Ellinger and Jeff Saturday. The Colts average 0 TDs in the first half and 0.7 TDs per game the last 3 games. And that was with a real head coach. For more player props, again, give us a shout out. www.patriotsportsnow.com.
Yes, sir. You heard it from those guys. Love those guys over there. Patriot Sports Radio, thank you so much for that. And I think we're going to try to get that going more often. We'll be seeing those guys a little more often over here. But let's go ahead and move to the next game. I have got the Jaguars versus the Chiefs.
Over under for this game is 50 points. They got the Chiefs winning by 9.5. I think the Chiefs cover that. I think the Chiefs pretty much dominate this game.
I mean, it's hard not to say that that is the answer. It just feels so right, like the Chiefs win, right? I mean, that's what it feels like in my head. So I'm going to take the Chiefs winning as well, Trey. Let's go ahead and get with their starts. Mecole Hardman has missed a little bit of time. If he isn't there, I think Juju is a great start. Also, MVS, if Mecole Hardman isn't there, they're going to have some guys that do some stuff. And against that Jaguars D, I think that's a great situation there. Honestly, I can't trust the running back situation over there. Like, I can't trust Pacheco. I can't trust Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I mean, the whole thing going on over there is scary to me. So, although I think CEH, you know, gets a little room to run in this game against the Jaguars. I am not starting either one of those guys. But
yeah, I totally agree. I'm not starting any of the running backs for the team.
No. We got a question, Trey. Albert says Dulcich or Freiermuth, full PPR.
It's Dulcich all day, baby.
Yeah, I have to agree. I mean, even though Freiermuth has been consistent, I think Dulcich is, we know how Russell Wilson loves his tight ends. So I think my heart says Dulcich here. We've been blowing that horn for a while now, and I think it's about to pay off. But thanks for the question, Albert. Appreciate that, buddy. Hey, guys, if you have a question, put it in the chat. We'll blow it up. We'll get you, man. But let's get it going with the Jaguars. ETN, right? You're going to start ETN, obviously. Kirk, you probably have to start him. Depending on how your wide receivers were looking over there. I guess I'm starting Kirk. I think that's it. Maybe Zay Jones in a flex spot if we absolutely have to. Patriot Sports Radio says, can we flex Rashad White yet? I said yes. I think you can flex him just in this game for now, just to see how they're going to work him in there against the Seahawks defense. So, yeah, there you go. What do you think, Trey?
Yeah, it's scary starting Zay Jones and even Christian Kirk, but I think Kirk gets enough work to make it worth it. And maybe the double team happens on Kirk and Zay Jones gets some work. So, it's worth a shot.
Yeah. Yep. That's all I got. Let's move to the next game, Trey. We've got the Saints versus the Steelers.
Over under for this game is 41.5 points. Vegas has the Saints winning by 2.5. Give me the Saints winning by 10.
Yeah, I got the Saints taking the W also in this game. I have to agree with you there, buddy. Before we get on to the starts and sits, we got a question. Kirk, Devontae Smith, or Jeff Wilson, flex full PPR? Devontae Smith or Jeff Wilson? What do you got?
This is tough. I would say, in my opinion, I'm going Christian Kirk. I think that he has the highest ceiling out of all three of these guys right now. Maybe Jeff Wilson, if you're looking for a bigger floor, maybe Jeff Wilson puts up, 6, 7 points, 8 points, something like that. But Kirk could go crazy, you know what I mean? And I think the opportunity is there. I think he's worth throwing in over those guys.
Honestly, I'm going to go Jeff Wilson Jr. I like running backs in my flex spots. Full PPR or not, I think Jeff Wilson Jr. is going to get the ball in his hands more, and I think he's going to do something with it. And Tommy says DJ Moore messed him up yesterday. Sorry about your luck there, buddy. I know the feeling, though. It looked like he was going to do some stuff, but it just did not happen. But okay. Trey, let's go ahead and go on with the Saints.
All right, jumping into my Saints starts. You're starting the rookie of the year, Chris Olave. This dude's going crazy, going ham. Alvin Kamara, the assaultist, you're starting him up. Taysom Hill, you're doing the same thing you do every week if you have Taysom Hill, throwing him in and closing your eyes and hoping for the best.
If you got to, absolutely, I'm with you.
Andy Dalton, I think it's streamable in a 2-quarterback league. I think if you're struggling for a second quarterback on a bye week, I think you can throw him in there. Mm-hmm. And then Jarvis Landry, he's questionable, but you want him to stay on your bench this week just because it's been a while since he's been out there. We need to see what kind of work they're going to give him before you can validate him on your flex option.
For sure. No, I agree with you there. I was going to mention Jarvis Landry, but of course you're ahead of the curve on that one. Keep an eye on him because when he is in, he's generally consistent. The only problem we're usually worried about with him is, getting injured in the second quarter and, you just wasted a spot.
Right. But jumping to my Steelers starts, I'm scared to start Najee Harris, man. I really want to bench this dude. The coach come out and said that through the bye, that they've talked a lot about Warren and getting Warren more involved and that he hasn't necessarily decided to, let Warren take over. But the way he said it sounds like they're looking to do that. So it's scary to start Najee Harris, you know, especially when the coach doesn't even want to start it.
No doubt. No doubt at all. Man, my, how the mighty have fallen, man. They were so high on him coming into the year. It's sad, man. I like Najee too. He's a good dude, like in real life. Sucks, man. It sucks for the guy.
Also, I think George Pickens is worth a flex option. I think he's flexible. And Pat Freiermuth as a tight end, I think he's a decent option. I mean, he's carried you pretty much. If you've had him, you've been starting him, and he's been doing all right. I think you can throw him back in there and keep going with him. But that's really it for the Steelers for me.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm with you on that for sure. Saints going to take the W on that one. So let's go ahead and move to the next one. We've got the Colts versus the Raiders, Trey.
Over under for this game is 42.5 points. Vegas has the Raiders winning by 4.5. I think this is going to be a close game. I think this surprises people. I think this is going to be down to the wire.
I mean, I agree with you. I got the Raiders taking the W on this one, but I think the Colts are going to come out firing. I think everybody's giving Jeff Saturday a hard time for getting that coaching position, but I think he does a little something that we don't expect with the Colts.
Yeah, I loved his interview with the press where he was like, you know, I may not have all these accolades and everything like that, but I'm here to earn it. You know, they already told me that I'm not guaranteed a job at the end of the season. That gives me something to work towards. You know what I mean? Like, I like his attitude.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I mean, I've watched him on the sports shows. I've always liked that guy. The uproar about it just kind of, I didn't get it, you know, like, gonna be mad at somebody for getting a job. Right. Let's go ahead and go to the Colts starts here though. I'm starting Jonathan Taylor. I'm gonna start him. I mean, it was Jonathan Taylor or Dante Foreman, and I think I took the wrong I took the wrong carrot here. I'm thinking, you know, you gotta start Jonathan Taylor, right? And then Foreman goes off. What are you gonna do? That's the name of the game, you know. But I'm afraid to start anybody else in this game. You know what I mean, Trey?
Yeah, I agree. But I really think Jonathan Taylor is really going to do what you need, get done for what you need to get him out of him. I really think that he will. I think this is his game that maybe not his comeback game where he's back to business, but I think this game he puts up enough points to make you feel good about starting him.
I sure hope you're right, buddy. I hope he's elite for the rest of the year. I mean, I don't even need him to be elite for the rest of the year. I need him to be slightly better than average for the rest of the year. But that's all I got for the Colts. I mean, Pittman is just not doing it with Ellinger at QB. It sucks, but it's how it's going over there.
Yeah, man. People are wanting to drop Pittman. I think you can't do that just yet. I have a feeling that Matt Ryan comes back in this offense at some point this year. I think you just got to hold Pittman and just hold him on the bench.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like the logical answer here if Ellinger keeps playing like this, but I think it comes down to that cold, hard cash. They don't want to have to pay Matt Ryan that much, and they're probably going to keep him on the bench because of it. It sucks, but that's what makes the world go round. Let's move to the Raiders here, though. You know, start Devontae, start Carr, start Jacobs, maybe flex Mac Hollins here. But I think the Raiders defense is going to do well here, but that's really all I like at the Raiders. They're just so hit or miss. I worry about starting people over there.
Yeah, man. The only thing I would add to that is that, you know, in deeper leagues, you know, I had to do this in my 16-team league. I picked up Foster Moreau with Darren Waller on IR. I think that with this matchup against the Colts, I think he's worth a shot.
Good call. Good call, Trey. Yeah, Waller went to IR. He'll be gone for at least 4 games. So Foster Moreau is going to be the guy over there. So we'll see what happens. But let's move to the next game. I've got the Cardinals versus the Rams.
Over-under for this game is 44 points. Vegas has the Rams winning by 4. Give me the Cardinals to win this game.
Yeah, the Rams offense has been atrocious lately, dude. Cardinals got to take the W here. I mean, and Kyler might not play is what they're saying. I don't know. I'll let you get into that.
Yeah, so Rondale Moore, I'm starting that dude up. D-Hop, I'm starting him up. James Conner, I think, is flexible. I think he's been putting up enough points to be flex worthy. And then Zach Ertz, baby, that's my dude. Every week, bro, he does what I need him to survive on my team. If Kyler plays, I'm starting him. You know what I mean? That dude's a menace, but who knows?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think, I think the coaching scheme over there is just not working out. And I think Kyler kind of needs to, you know, take it into his own hands. Like it seems like he's been trying to do. Kingsbury is, I think the league has figured Cliff Kingsbury out. And I think that's what's frustrating Kyler so much is they just can't get things together. But I agree with the starts there.
Jump into my Rams starts. My favorite, my overall number one draft pick this year. It's Cooper Kupp, dog. You put that dude out there and you love yourself for drafting him.
Go ahead.
He's just so consistent and beautiful. I think you can take a shot on Allen Robinson. I think you can take a shot. He's been getting a little bit more open, a little bit more targets. I think he's worth the flex option. There's not a running back really worth starting on this team. Like I said, if you want to start a running back for the Rams because you love to watch the Rams and you want to root for a Rams running back, I think it's Daryl Henderson, but I don't think you're going to be happy about it.
No doubt. What about Kyren Williams coming over there to do a couple things? Maybe we'll see what happens.
Man, it's and then Cam Akers had a couple snaps, and it's like, what is going on? Stafford is questionable with the concussion protocol, but it sounds like he's going to play. If he doesn't play, I think Allen Robinson is definitely a start because I think the backup's definitely going to target Allen Robinson more than he's already getting.
I think it's John Wolford over there as the backup. So we've seen him come in and do things when Jared Goff was hurt. So who knows? But we got a couple questions, Trey. What about Freiermuth or Higbee possibly without Stafford?
Yeah, I think it's Freiermuth. I mean, I feel like Stafford's going to play. And even if he doesn't, who's to know that Higbee gets the targets? Freiermuth is pretty established as the dude. I think you go Freiermuth in this.
Yeah, I have to agree with you there. I mean, especially after Higbee lays that goose egg last week. But I get the issue here, Tommy. What you're thinking is like Wolford comes in and he gets nervous and he starts checking down to the tight end and maybe, you know, get you some points there. But that's a possibility. You know what I mean? Like, you know, Freiermuth is going to at least be consistent because Pickens loves him over there. But I see where the issue lies for sure. For sure. We got a long one, Trey. You want to give it a go?
Bust it out.
Let's go. Keg Car says, I have Mahomes, Saquon, Etienne, J. Jeff, Pittman, K. Walker, and there's the bench. I'm going to just let you read the bench. I'm 5-4-1. Dude's got a tie. They got a tie. Game back from playoff. Got offered Mahomes, Walker, Etienne for Herbert, CMC, Waddle, and Amari. Do I do it? Oof. Mahomes, Walker, Etienne for Herbert, CMC, Waddle, and Amari. I think so.
I think you keep Mahomes, Walker, Etienne. Yeah, I think you keep the Mahomes, Walker, Etienne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was saying there. Yeah, you keep that. You got Walker and Etienne as your running backs. I mean, they must. You must really want Christian McCaffrey here, and maybe. Yeah, I think that's what's going on here. You got JJ and Pittman is probably hurting you a little bit there. So you're looking for some wide receiver depth. No, I get it. But and they got Saquon. Jeez.
Yeah, I think you just win the league with running backs and you don't worry about wide receivers. Go get you a Donovan Peoples-Jones on your bench in case you need to throw him in or something. But I think you just win your league with your running backs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. How are you only 5-4? Jeez. Tommy says, thanks, guys. Cheers. Appreciate that, Tommy. Hey, buddy, go over to our YouTube, man. Go ahead and like this video for us. Subscribe to the channel. Throw that notification bell on. Yeah, that way you can be notified every time we pop on, and we'll help you with your lineup questions every Friday. But, yeah, that's the Cardinals. That's the Rams. That's done. Let's move on to the next game. I've got the Cowboys versus the Packers.
Over under for this game is 43 points. Vegas has the Cowboys winning by 4.5. Give me the Cowboys to take the Packers out. I'm not rooting for the Packers ever again.
How can you? How can you? What? I don't know what's going on over there, man. Aaron Rodgers, is he doing it on purpose? I mean, I hope not, but it's just rough over there, bro. Really, really rough. I got the Cowboys winning as well, but it hurts my soul to say something like that. And Keg Carr says they played. I played Mixon and Devontae last week, combined for 84 points. Still only lost by 10, but I was pissed. Wow. Yeah, you and like a lot of people were pissed that were playing Mixon last week. That's rough. That's rough. But let's go ahead with the Cowboys starts here. I think Zeke's going to play, right? I mean, you got to probably start him if he does play here. But I think I could start Pollard in this matchup too, especially with the Packers defense in shambles. I think they both get some work. And I'm going to predict Pollard gets a big runoff and, you know, maybe a touchdown. I don't know, but he's going to get a big one going. So I think you could start Pollard there. And I'm gonna start Gallup. Maybe flex Gallup if you have to. Coming back from the ACL tear, I think he's you know, working his way back in there, and I think Dak has a big game with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good, yeah?
Yeah, I like all that. I think Dak's going to have a great game against the Packers, you know. Of course, you know, Pollard, I really think they still give him a little bit of work. I mean, how could you not?
Exactly. Absolutely, I agree. He's just been too good. Shannon Sharp over there says that Pollard's not built the way to be a back that gets 25 to 30, you know, reps, and that's why they need Zeke. But I don't know, man. I could see Pollard getting in there, and, you know, he tore it up, man, and I love it. Yeah. But let's go to the Packers. Let's move to the Packers here. If Aaron Jones plays, which I think he just got marked to healthy, so I'm pretty sure Aaron Jones is going to play. Whew, got him in two leagues, so thank God for that. I mean, you're going to start him, obviously. If for some reason, game time decision, he gets thrown out, you could start A.J. Dillon. But otherwise, I ain't messing with no A.J. Dillon. I'm done with him. He is about a drop away from the gag bag, buddy. And Alan Lazard is my flex start of the week. He did great last week. You know, even with that disappointing loss, Alan Lazard put up numbers, and I think he's going to do it again in this matchup. They're without Romeo Doubs. They're without a lot of their wide receivers here, so he's got to get work. He's got to. And also, I'm going to flex Samari Torrey. Flex that guy. He's gonna do something because they ain't got nobody else, so he's gonna be in there, and he caught a big touchdown a couple weeks ago. Watch out for Samari Torre, especially in deep leagues.
I like what do you it. Think?
All right, nothing else for the Packers then, right?
Besides, Aaron Rodgers needs to retire.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. Let's go ahead and move to the next game. And that is our Sunday night football. Sunday. We got the Chargers versus the 49ers.
Over under for this game is 46.5 points. Vegas has the Niners winning by 7, which is insane because they have the Chargers have a better record. But I think the Niners win this game. Obviously, their defense is insane. Justin Herbert just hasn't looked great. I think they swallow him up.
I agree. 49ers defense has been playing lights out. And you know, when the defense is playing good, the offense can come back and make things happen. I agree with you. I agree with you, Trey. 49ers take this game. The Chargers have just looked just bleh this year. Just not fun to watch. Not fun at all.
Which is insane because I was so excited to watch them this year. I was thinking they were picked for the Super Bowl and all kinds of things, but it just hasn't shown up. But let's jump into my Chargers starts. Josh Palmer is looking to be the one. I mean, he did his thing last week. I think you can throw him in there. I think he'll be the guy that gets the ball. You're not going to be super happy, but I think you'll be good enough to survive. Austin Eckler, you're obviously starting that dude. They're going to probably funnel the work through him. Gerald Everett, I think, is going to get a lot of targets. I think he's definitely going to be worth a start in this matchup. And then Herbert, if you have him, you want to start him, but I would look for other options. I don't say drop Herbert, but I think that there's a couple other options that I would look at before I just went ahead.
Yeah, no, I agree. You could probably sell Herbert here. I mean, you could probably sell him still decently high. Honestly, people will probably take him. I mean, there's people that would love them some Herbert, and maybe they got some guys on their bench that they're willing to give up just to have a decent quarterback because theirs went down.
Exactly. But jumping into my Niners starts, Jimmy G in two quarterback leagues, I think, is easily startable and streamable in some other leagues. I think in single quarterback leagues, he's streamable. I'll throw Debo in. He's back, and I think that I think he gets enough work to make you happy. You're not going to be extremely ecstatic, but you'll be happy. Ayuk, I think, is flexible. Throw Brandon out there. You know, he's been doing his thing. CMC, you're obviously starting that dude. We ain't even got to talk about him. I mean, he's a monster no matter where he is or what he's doing. So put him out there. Mm-hmm. And then Kittle. I mean, Kittle, I hate Kittle. And I'm so mad that he actually started doing good. But put him in there.
Yeah, no, I like Kittle. I like his mullet. I like his national tight end day. I like Kittle. I don't know why you don't like that guy. But I agree. I do think Ayuk could just be your wide receiver 3, the way he's been playing lately, wide receiver 2, something like that. But yeah, I feel you. Tommy popped over on YouTube. Welcome to the family, buddy. He's got a question for us. Peoples Jones or Adam Thielen, full PPR?
I think this is a tough one, but in my opinion, I'm going Peoples Jones because of Miami's defense and Adam Thielen going up against the Bills. I like the easier defense with Peoples Jones better, but I understand why you're having the hardest time making the decision.
Yeah, it is a tough decision. I think against the Miami in that slot, that matchup is going to be too juicy to pass up with Peoples Jones and Thielen against the Bills. I get it. And TSS Fantasy says, was good. About to test some fantasy knowledge at 9 p.m. That's right, guys. We are going to be on TSS Fantasy playing some fantasy feud. Guys, check out TSS Fantasy. Go subscribe to their channel. Great guys over there. And we're going to be on there here in a couple hours. So we will see you there. But let's move on to the next game. In the last game, Trey, Monday Night Football, I've got the Commanders versus the Eagles.
Yes, sir. Over-under for this game is 45 points. They got the Eagles winning by 10.5. I don't know if it's going to be that big of a blowout, but the Eagles win this game.
I got the Commanders winning this game. Eagles take their first loss. I just want them to lose so bad. But they didn't play super well against Houston last week. So, I don't know. Let's go Commanders. But let's get into some starts here. Two quarterback leagues. Honestly, Heineke. Heineke's putting up okay points, enough to, you know, in the double quarterback league, help you out. Let's get you there. I'm going to start Curtis Samuel. I'm going to start Terry McLaurin. And I like Jahan Dotson coming back. I like him as a start, coming back off of injury. The only games he has played, he's been phenomenal in. Now, hopefully this injury doesn't mess that stuff up. But I think Jahan Dotson comes back and is a monster for fantasy. I stashed him a while back, threw him in the IR spot, and I have been waiting for him to come back and help a brother out, Jahan Dotson. What do you think, Trey?
Yeah, I actually like Jahan Dotson coming back. The only thing is I'm actually sitting Curtis Samuel this week because of Jahan Dotson returning. I'm worried about him taking work from him, but I'm excited for Jahan to be back.
No, yeah, I see what you're saying there for sure, but it's just Curtis Samuel's been playing so decent lately, it's kind of hard not to. So, I mean, maybe flex Jahan if you had to, you know. But that's all I got for the Commanders, Trey. Anything else there, buddy?
Nope.
Well, then let's move on to the Eagles starts. Start Miles Sanders. Why do I keep getting the Eagles? Start Miles Sanders. Start AJ Brown. That's one you ain't happy about, right? Yep. I think Devontae Smith, I think he has a good game here. I mean, really, I think Gainwell, if you absolutely had to or in a deep league, I mean, maybe throw him in a flex spot, maybe Gainwell. I mean, it's a tough decision, really. But if you have no options, what else are you going to do? And Goddard, got to get that dude in there, man. He's been going off. I had somebody call him a mediocre tight end. Apparently, he was incorrect in that assumption. This guy knows who I'm talking about. What do you think, Eagles, Trey?
I love the Eagles, man. but really, it's just because Miles Sanders was like almost free, and he's really been doing a lot for me. So I'm loving it. Goddard is a monster. I mean, AJ Brown, whatever, do your thing. I ain't even mad. And Jalen Hurts, baby, carrying him.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If we got any more questions, throw them out there because we got a couple more minutes and we are out of here. So if you have a question, put it in the comments because we are about to jet. Guys, I'm going to just remind you again, don't forget to get in the description, check out the link. Let me get up from behind this jersey. Check out our signed DeAndre Swift jersey giveaway. It's in the description. You can enter to win it. Don't forget, you can also join the Patreon. Patreon.com/fourthinflex. You're automatically entered in all the giveaways moving forward. We're going to get you some stuff. We're going to get you taken care of. Come join the family. We got flexers. We got stud muffins. If you want to be a juggernaut, at least go check it out, guys, because I worked very hard on all that, and I'm super proud of it. So at least go look at it and see if anything is enticing to you. Trey, what do you got, buddy? You got anything else for us today?
That's it, man. You know, sorry if there was any technical difficulties today. You know, we're moving things. We're trying some new things. We're going through live issues, but we're figuring it out, and we're still here for you. Let us know if you have any questions. If we missed you today, like, hit us up in the email and anything like that. We'll get you answered. You know what I mean? Hit us up in the comments later. We'll come back and check them. But, yeah, hit the notification bell so that way you're here next time.
That's right. And don't forget to like this video. That helps us out so much. If we have helped you out here today, hit that like button and help us out for tomorrow. Guys, don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Like Tommy, my boy Tommy came over. He subscribed, came over from Facebook. Thank you, Tommy. And before I go, I have one thing that I've been meaning to say. There is a guy around Locust, Georgia, who has listened to every single one of our audio podcasts. I don't know who you are, but I want to say thank you, bro. You have listened to every single one of us every time I see your location there. And I just want to say I appreciate you over there in Locust, Georgia. Send me an email, fourthandflex@gmail.com. Say, hey, I'm the guy from Georgia or the girl from Georgia. You know, I don't know. It could be a girl. Who knows? But just come and say hi. Guys,
no doubt.
Thank you so much. We appreciate the questions. And we'll see you on the next one.
Peace.
Perfect. It's not Trey and Josh, it's Trey and Bandy. We gonna help you win your league, can you understand me? That's a lot of paper, that's a lot of cake. We gonna give you all the secrets, man, for goodness sake. So don't forget, like and subscribe, follow Fourth and Flex, be your ride or die.
Boy Bandy. Got my boy Trey over there.
Perfect.
Fourth and Flex Podcast. FourthandFlex@gmail.com. Hit us up. You know we got you. Ha ha. See you there.